You are about to hear the true story of Father Christmas. Yes, Father Christmas. You may wonder how I know the true story of Father Christmas, and I will tell you that you shouldn't really question such things. Not right at the start of a story. It's rude, for one thing. All you need to understand is that I do know the story of Father Christmas. Or else, why would I be telling it? Maybe you don't call him Father Christmas. Maybe you call him something else. Santa, or Saint Nick, or Santa Claus, or Sinterklaas, or Kris Kringle, or Peltznickel, or Papa Noel, or Strange Man with a Big Belly Who Talks to Reindeer and Gives Me Presents. Or maybe you have a name you've come up with yourself, just for fun. If you were an elf, though, you would always call him Father Christmas. It was the pixies who started calling him Santa Claus and spread the word just to confuse things in their mischievous way. But whatever you happen to call him, you know about him, and that's the main thing. Can you believe there was a time when no one knew about him? A time when he was just an ordinary boy called Nicholas, living in the middle of nowhere, or the middle of Finland, doing nothing with magic except believing in it. A boy who knew very little about the world except the taste of mushroom soup, the feel of a cold north wind, and the stories he was told, and who only had a doll made out of a turnip to play with. But life was going to change for Nicholas in ways he could never have imagined. Things were going to happen to him. Good things. Bad things. Impossible things. But if you are one of those people who believe that some things are impossible, you should stop listening right away. This is certainly not for you. Because this story is full of impossible things. Are you still listening? Good. Elves would be proud. Then let us begin. A Woodcutter's Son. Now, Nicholas was a happy boy. Well, actually, no. He would have told you he was happy if you asked him, and he certainly tried to be happy, but sometimes being happy is quite tricky. I suppose what I am saying is that Nicholas was a boy who believed in happiness, the way he believed in elves and trolls and pixies, but he had never actually seen an elf or a troll or a pixie, and he hadn't really seen proper happiness either, at least not for a very long time. He didn't have it that easy. Take Christmas. This is the list of every present Nicholas had received for Christmas in his entire life. 1. A wooden sleigh. 2. A doll carved out of a turnip. That's it. The truth is that Nicholas's life was hard, but he made the best of it. He had no brothers or sisters to play with, and the nearest town, Kristiinankaupunki, was a long way away. It took even longer to get to than it did to pronounce. And anyway, there wasn't much to do in Kristiinankaupunki except go to church or look in the window of the toy shop. "Papa, look! A wooden reindeer!" Nicholas would gasp as he pressed his nose against the glass of that toy shop. Or, "Look, an elf doll!" Or, "Look, a cuddly doll of the king!" And once he even asked, "Can I have one?" He looked up at his father's face, a long and thin face with thick bushy eyebrows and skin rougher than old shoes in the rain.